is to keep it exactly as the apostles left it to us. That's the only conspiracy you could actually legitimately talk about among the early church. Now, yeah, Paul talked about there would be many who would depart from the faith, and that they would try to heap disciples to themselves, no doubt, from among their own selves. But you can't get everyone to go along with that. By later years, it's too late. There's too many copies. You know, people say a lot of stuff about the text of the New Testament, and really it's out of ignorance. They don't really know about what kind of textual authority there is out there for the New Testament. It is probably the most attested to text in the world, meaning there's actually so much evidence out there of scraps and also citations from other works back into the New Testament that, you know, we have other works from ancient times, which we maybe have one or two copies. For the New Testament, there are hundreds and hundreds of copies. And none of them differ in any significant detail. It's not, I'm not trying to say it's some sort of miracle of a book. What I'm saying is, the book we have is the book they intended to give us. And you can rely on that. Verse 19, and certain scribes came and said unto him, Master, a certain scribe, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Very zealous to be his disciple. 20. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. How will you follow me? I have no place. I go no place. The only place he had to lay his head was in the tomb, and there only for a few nights. There was no place where the Lord could rest in the earth, truly. He had no place, permanent place, in this world. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. As he said in another place, The dead you have always with, or the poor you have always with you. But me you do not always have. When his disciples reacted adversely to the expensive oil being poured on his head. He wants to go and bury his father. You know, that's a typical thing in that old-fashioned culture is, I gotta bury my father. You know, it's important to see to the remains of your relatives. But Jesus dismisses that sort of cultural obligation. Let the dead bury their dead. Let the dead worry about the corpses. I mean, the living, the people who do not have God, let them bury the dead. You follow me. Because let's say you have a dead loved one and you want to honor them, the best thing you can do is to serve God and live eternally. That if perchance they also obtained mercy from God to enter into his kingdom, that you would also be there. But if you miss out on the opportunity to follow Christ in order to bury a corpse, you will definitely never see your loved one again. You'll just be with the rest of the dead, burying the dead. He said, following me is more important right now than burying people. It was more important. Follow me. Let the dead bury their dead. You want to follow me wherever I go? Well, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but I don't have anywhere. Me? How will you follow me? For I go to heaven. And we cannot follow. People think, oh, I go to heaven and when I die. No. Go under the ground and you wait for the resurrection. We cannot follow him. He has to come and get us. Verse 23, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came unto him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes. All right, we'll stop there for a second. Here he has entered into a ship. And the great tempest in the sea, and the ship was covered with waves and tossed, and he was sleeping through all this. It was like the cradle being rocked. He was asleep. And they were afraid. Lord, save us, we perish. But again, why does he, oh, you have little faith. You know, if you will, I can, if you will, you can make me whole. I know that I am one under authority, so I know how authority works. Right? And what about the woman, Peter's mother? She was laid sick of a fever. You could merely touch her and it would go away. All were healed. Is God going to suddenly just let him drown in the sea? Oops! I should have turned off the storm before Jesus started crossing. Guess I'll have to make another Messiah. But again, these things happen for the benefit of the disciples, really. So that, you know, oh, you have a little faith. It'll be all right. Lord, save us, we're dying. Well, that's what I came to do, you know, to save. Why are you afraid? I could ask myself that question sometimes. I have never been in that much peril. I think from our soft American lives, you know, we really have a lack of perspective on peril and danger and trouble. You know, we fall a month behind on our bills and we feel troubled, in danger, peril, fear. We're going to be destroyed. Jesus said, don't be afraid. I'm here. He was there. It was enough. Verse 28, and when he was come to the other side of the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they were gone. They went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled, and went their way into the city, and told everything that was befallen to the possessed of the devils.